Well, I want you to be patient because I want to talk to you a little bit about Matthew and the Gospel of Matthew today, where we discover that maybe John the Baptist wasn't being so patient. We discover in this moment that Jesus' ministry has been in motion for some time already. And if you picked up your Bible and flipped backwards in Matthew, you'd realize Jesus has been doing quite a bit of things here. John has already, that moment of Jesus' baptism is long past. Jesus has been healing people and doing all these works of God. And John the Baptist has heard of them. But the problem is, he's been arrested. He's sitting in jail because he went to Herod and told him that it was unlawful for him to take his brother's sister as his wife. So here he is in jail, hearing about what Jesus is doing, and he has questions because he was the one who pointed to this Messiah, Jesus the Christ. And as he's heard what's going on, he sent word by his disciples and said to him, "Are you the one who is to come, or are we to wait for another?" So clearly, John is beginning to wonder what's happening. Now, he knows that he has been pointed to as the one that Isaiah spoke of, the one who will say, make straight the paths. He also knows that in Isaiah, these many things that Jesus will list later here in this reading are exactly the same sort of things that Isaiah prophesied that the Messiah would do. And yet here he sits in jail. Probably doesn't quite feel like the Savior has come, amen? In fact, he would have probably been wondering, what happened to this promise that there would be liberty for the captives? Something Isaiah also said, and yet here he sits. He doesn't understand what's going on, so he sends his disciples to ask him, and Jesus responds this way, "Go and tell John what you hear and see. The blind receive their sight, the lame walk, the lepers are cleansed, the deaf hear, the dead are raised, and the poor have good news brought to them. And blessed is anyone who takes no offense at me." So that message was carried back to John. But you know, the reality is this. John the Baptist had an expectation of this Messiah, and the Messiah had not met his expectation. Amen? He wanted the captives to be set free, and here he is locked up. And I don't know how it is for you in your life or the way things may go. I'm trying to remember. You know, I was baptized at a month old, so strangely, I don't have a lot of memory of that. It worked. That's all I know for sure. It definitely worked. It wasn't until I was older that I finally got that movement from my head to my heart where I went, oh, this Jesus, the Savior, is my Jesus, my Savior. But even since then, there have been times when I wondered, what's happening here? Is this the truth? We have expectations, don't we? We have expectations of our Savior. And I wonder if maybe we just have it wrong. Because we've been told a lot of things about this Jesus. We've been told a lot of things about what he would do for you. In fact, at some point and in some places, you could go this morning and you would feel like you were at a wonderful self-help seminar. There are some places you could physically go to or catch on TV, and you would hear what they like to what is commonly known as the speaking of the prosperity gospel. I'm going to give you a little hint. The people who preach the prosperity gospel are the most prosperous people I've met in this world. The people hearing it are hoping that's what's going to happen for them, but it just really isn't the fullness of the truth. Much of what is said is true, but there's a whole truth, amen? So in John's circumstances, being in jail, expecting this one who is going to bring liberty for the captives, Jesus is reminding him, go back and tell him. He knows what the prophet Isaiah said. Go back and remind him of all the things that the prophet Isaiah said that this Messiah is doing. And that's what he said to him. Go and tell John what you hear. The blind receive their sight, the lame walk, the lepers are cleansed, the deaf hear, the dead are raised, and the poor have good news brought to them. It doesn't say anything about the fact that John the Baptist will never be arrested for running his mouth, which he was always doing. Amen? Doesn't say anything about that. And what does this freedom from captivity really look like? What does it really look like? Well, for each of us, I bet it looks a little different. But the question becomes, are we trying to create a Jesus to be the Jesus we want, or are we paying attention to Jesus the way Jesus was intended to be? Are we reading the scriptures and hearing the way in which God has entered into this world and understanding that he is turning everything upside down on us? Or are we trying to conform Jesus to the life that we have so that our life doesn't have to change? We have expectations, don't we? So we should wonder about our expectations, just as John was undoubtedly wondering about his own this day. I'm hoping and praying that at that moment when they returned to him, his disciples, and gave him this message, he was reminded of the words of Isaiah, and he said, yes. He's the one. He is the one. The Messiah is here. Everything else that matters is really not that big of a deal anymore. I've discovered along the way, maybe it's true for you too, that Jesus came to open a door for us, broken, sinful people, with his very body and blood, so that we will have access to the one true God, and that we would find a place in the kingdom of God for eternity. That's the promise, amen? It doesn't say a lot about what's going to happen, well, until you get to the back of the book, that one that you don't like to read, the book of Revelation. That says a little bit about what it's going to look like between now and the coming of the fullness of the kingdom of God. But does it really matter? I had a friend of mine, and I probably told you about him before. He used to come to some meetings at my previous parish, of which we had many throughout the week. And he was very, very concerned about the end times. I mean, very concerned. He would come to tell me the signs that he has seen and all the rest of it. And he goes, aren't you worried? I'm like, no. No, I'm not worried. Well, I don't understand. Well, it's very simple. No matter what happens between now and then, the ultimate result is Jesus will reign in his kingdom. Amen? And we, brothers and sisters, by his grace and by the body and blood that he has offered on our behalf, will have a place in his kingdom. See, we cling to this life like it's everything. And Jesus is continually proclaiming access to eternal life. And I'm trying to think back my life as a younger person. And I'm thinking, especially this time of year, if you're a really young person, it seems like, man, Christmas is never going to come. Talk about patience, right? And now I blink an eye and it's like, oh, it's Christmas. Then I blink an eye again and it's Easter. Then the next, you know, I suddenly was trudging my way up to be in my 20s, and now I look up and I'm going, how did I become in my 50s? You know, time flies when you're having kids. But the reality is this. We look at this life as though it is the entirety of our existence, and we hold so tight to it. And Jesus is constantly and continually proclaiming our invitation and access to eternal life. What's our expectation? Do we want this life for eternity? Or do we want life with Christ reigning in his kingdom for eternity? I suspect I'll take the other. So we have our expectations, and I wonder what they might be. And maybe we should wonder. Jesus says a little something about John, too. As they went away, Jesus began to speak to the crowds about John. "What did you go out into the wilderness to look at? A reed shaken by the wind? Just a noise? What then did you go to see? Someone dressed in soft robes? Look, those who wear soft robes are in royal places." This isn't very soft. Well, this is. This isn't. See, John the Baptist was coming in a different way. And he says, "Did you go to see a prophet?" He says, "Yes, a prophet. Yes, I tell you, a prophet, but more than a prophet." So prophets talked about that thing that was going to come. Isaiah spoke of in his prophecies of John and of Jesus. John wasn't talking about something that was coming. John was talking about something that is. He said, that Messiah that you all know from reading the prophet Isaiah, he's right here. Here is Jesus, the Messiah. Jesus the Christ, the one whom Isaiah said was coming. I am the one who said that he would tell you he's coming, and I'm telling you, he's here. More than a prophet. More than a prophet. He's saying, he is here. And he's proclaiming the kingdom of God for all. He is proclaiming restoration to God for all. Forgiveness of sins. He is pouring out his grace, his mercy, and his love, and offering to cover the cost with his very body and blood. He is now. More than a prophet, John was. He was saying something new. In a way that people weren't quite getting, but they were drawn to it. He was not saying there will be a Messiah. He was saying here is the Messiah. But we have expectations, don't we? My prayer for you, brothers and sisters, as we continue this Advent journey, is that you will understand and know and be expectant of your Savior, the Messiah, but come to know clearly how he has made a way for you to God. And I would say, as we move forward, I wonder if we will hear this good news of life eternal in the kingdom with Jesus reigning. Or will we have an expectation that keeps us from seeing clearly and ask, is there another? Amen.